Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. One night I was going to bed thinking of one of my favorite tunes, Dream Baby by Roy Orbison. It just popped into my head minutes before I headed off to bed. And I know God and my angels are so cool about whispering songs to me all the time. I'm a person who deliberately and purposefully monitors my thinking to increase my odds of having enlightening thoughts while I'm awake and while I'm sleeping. I firmly believe that our DLGs, which I call downloads from God, whether awake or asleep, help us to set the stage and choose the cast of characters so that we can be the directors of our dreams and produce a good picture or movie in real life. I believe God to be the executive producer of our dream. When we're open to His words and ideas, He'll give us the goods to produce a good movie and, of course, a good life. So here's my question. Why is our knee-jerk reaction to a dream that we do not understand believed to be bad? I mean, why are we so fascinated with fear, worry, anxiety, and doubt that we would not consciously choose to purposefully and emphatically entertain positive scenarios in order to help us overcome it and find answers? I mean, how can we fear what we don't know when there's just as much likelihood of a positive outcome? Keep in mind that your intuition, your gut instinct, and your DLGs, your downloads from God, are all one and the same. It's that still small voice that is spoken about in 1 Kings 19, 5-12, in particular verse 12. And Oprah's referred to the quiet voice as the whisper. It's one of the same folks. We're all saying the same thing, only saying it differently. Dreams are glimpses of direction, guidance, and instruction. You must keep in mind that you have free will, and you can use this information that you receive in your daydreams or night dreams to guide and instruct you towards all that is good. One of my favorite scriptures is, "For God speaks once, yea twice, yet man perceives it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, in slumber upon the bed, then He opens the ears of men and seals their instruction." Job 33:14-16. Isn't that cool? It's saying he talks to us once, talks to us twice, and we still don't listen, so we get the rest of the information in a dream. See, I'm very selective about what I allow my brain to entertain because I know it will affect my dreams and cloud my DLG understanding. That goes with what I watch on TV, what I read in print, and what I hear people say. As far as gossip is concerned, there is nothing more unattractive than gossip. Talk about showing ugliness. I know this because I've done it, I've lived it, I've breathed it, and I got the t-shirt. Negativity breeds and anticipates more of the same. How can it do anything else? All negativity can and will do is affect your DLGs, your downloads from God. And remember, negativity is not of God. It just isn't. It's the other guy, folks. If you are in negative mode, then you are not talking to God. Folks, keep your brains sacred between you and God. Certainly some dreams can warn us of something to avoid, but is that not also a good thing? Protect your brain, protect your dreams, and protect your DLGs. In Cherokee, until we meet again, Deinada Gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.